This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name is Daryl Ong, and you're tuned in to Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Today on the show, we are honouring one of our national race walking heroes, V. Subramaniam. His achievements include winning 6 gold medals and 5 silvers in 5 SEA Games, was also chosen as the National Sportsman of the Year in 1978. He then marched on to become a national walks coach with the National Sports Council, where he nurtured many walkers to glory, including Olympian Anastasia Karen Raj. Things unfortunately took a different turn after he lost his job of 11 years, which then led him to open up a food store in Taman Merah, Ampang. He joins us as we capture his thoughts on the livelihood of retired athletes, and also in this day and age of segues, he talks about preserving the walking culture to keep race walking as a sport alive. First up, he takes us back to how he got started in race walking.
This I started in 1969, because earlier I was a footballer. So 1969, there was a 10th year anniversary Merdeka. They organized a walk at the place where I stay in Gombak. So I took part in the race and then I won. But I was a footballer, I don't know anything about race walking. Friends encouraged me to go and take part, and I took part and then I won. After that, 2 races, MTUC Big Walk and one is UMNO Big Walk. Both one I won, and then the other one I came in second. Due to job-wise, I gave up. And then after joining telecoms 1975, then I started my sporting career. And 75, I took part in 13 competitions, and all the 13 competitions I won. And then 76, I already become the national champion. And 77, I start to represent the country in the SEA Games. First SEA Games, I won 1 gold and 1 silver. And then after that, 79, 2 golds, 81, 2 golds, 83, 2 silver, and 85, another golds. I've won 6 golds and 5 silvers. And Asian Games, I won a silver with a national record in Bangkok. And Asian Track and Field, I took part in 3 Asian Track and Field. And 2 Asian Track and Field in Tokyo. I won 2 bronze. And then I stopped my career in 1989, and in 1991 I started coaching.
The dream of every sportsman is to win an Olympic medal, and for Subra, that dream was almost in reach as he qualified for the 1980 Moscow Olympic Games. Unfortunately, that dream was crushed due to the famous boycott of the Games.
Yes, of course, because you know every athlete's Olympics is the dream. So this Olympics in Moscow, 1980, we qualified. About 7 of us qualified. And just before leaving, I think 5 days or 6 days before going to Moscow, and then we heard that the government, you know, boycotted the games. And I was very disappointed, but what to do? This is the government decision, and then you can't do anything. But it's a big failure for me. Never participated in the Olympics, because I already participated in Commonwealth Games also in Edmonton. So that's it, what to do. We were said even there are countries, they never listen to the government, they go and participate. But here the government say no, nobody go against the decision. And then we all just kept quiet. We never make any noise or anything like that. Of course, we are not happy and satisfied with the decision. Because it's once in a lifetime. Maybe if you are too young, maybe you can go for another Olympics. But at the time, I'm already 34, 35 already. So I have to wait for another 4 or 5 years. By right, the time already 38, 39. Of course, because if you are fully in sports career, then it is okay. Because I have a family. I was working in telecoms. You know, I'm working in telecoms, I have to work, I have to earn money for the family. At the same time, I have to split time for my training. There are a lot of things in my life. So that was a disappointing career.
athletes back then was pretty much a part-time job and definitely had a lot more on their plate as they had to work for a living alongside representing the country as a sportsman. That said, is it fair to claim that athletes today don't have to make such sacrifices?
Those days, athletes, you know, we never expect any incentive or anything so great like what they are getting now. That time, what we were thinking is a prestige for us to represent a country and get medal for the country. And of course, that time we have the KBS, I mean the Kementerian Belia dan Sukan. But they never take much interest like what the Kementerian Belia dan Sukan is doing now. So, of course, those days, you know, maybe the person in charge of the sports never took much initiative to groom the athletes up. But later part, you know, when the thing changes and then the ministry also grow bigger, then they set up a lot of sex development program, and then they improve. Of course, we cannot say that we are not happy, but we are more dedicated than nowadays athlete, because we are self-motivated and more dedicated to achieve something.
As a national walks coach with the National Sports Council, Subra nurtured many talents including Olympian Anastasia Karen Raj and 2015 SEA Games bronze medalist Cairo Harif Harun, among many others. Granted that everyone can walk, but not everyone can be a race walker, what exactly are the qualities that makes a good race walker?
The quality is, first, you must know about the sports you involve. Because I, as an athlete, I went through all the difficult times and what it takes to bring you up in these sports, because I have enough experience. And then I stopped in 1989. In 91, I started coaching. 93 was my first gold medal. I mean, my athlete, P. Ravindran from Negeri Sembilan. And after that, almost in SEA Games region, 9 gold medals come from me and 1 silver from the Jagjit Singh. And the last was Kairi, 1 bronze. The others all gold medalists. So because I know that sports, I can groom and I know what to do. When athletes train, I know what method of training must give them to bring them up. So with that, I already 6 gold medals for the country, and my athletes have already won 9 gold medals. And out of that, one lady athlete, she qualified on merit. Anastasia Karen Raj qualified on merit, and then she went to Olympic, Atlanta Olympics. And I also got sponsor. I was not selected in the team. I got some sponsors outside. And Marisukana Nagara gave me some money to go and assist her there. And she went there, and then she broke the national record and then came back. This is through my experience I can achieve this.
The Malaysian Athletics Federation made a bold move to remove all coaches in the revamp of their coaching setup in preparation for last year's SEA Games. And this in turn has caused the 69-year-old Subra to lose his job as the National Walks coach of 11 years with the National Sports Council.
I mean, no decision. They never discuss with us, you know, if they are going to terminate or whatever it is. Because they cannot terminate, because 11 years, 9 times I've already groomed 9 gold medalists. Time to time, I'm the only one who bringing athlete for the national level. So all of a sudden, this may be some problem behind the association, or some people don't like something. So all the 6 coaches, you know, we are all senior coaches, and especially I am saying that, you know, 9 SEA Games, gold medal. We can see that in the country there are a lot of Asian, you know, a few Asian Games champion, Olympians, and then SEA Games gold medalists. But can you name who are the one who have brought 8-9 gold medalists, groom 8-9 gold medalists? As an athlete, I've already done my part. And as a coach, I've already done 9 gold medals. So can you name any other individuals, those who are good in sports, have groomed some athlete for the country to bring the medal? No, with that achievement, but still the contract is terminated. It belongs to the MSN and association, MAU.
The fighter in Subra definitely did not yield him after falling on hard times, as his perseverance landed him in a different line of work. Now, operating a Western food store in a food court in Ampang to make ends meet, it's a shame that a veteran athlete has now only the glory days to reminisce upon.
I invest about $7,000 ringgit and then started, because I have to do something to leave my earning. Even though my children are all grown up, they are also financially helping me. But I don't like to sit at home and then just rest. So I started with the food. Now, earlier we started morning and evening, but morning the business was not so good. So now we skip it to the evening. Evening about 5:30 until 10:30 to 11 o'clock. So it is something, I'm earning something through this business also.
Some athletes lack protection for their livelihoods, and it's obvious when they develop their athletic career full-time that they do not have time to develop other skills, resulting in a lack of something to fall upon after retirement. Is there a platform to ensure that the livelihoods of veteran athletes are taken care of after retiring?
No. I think it is so less. If you ask anyone there, we see sometimes, a lot of, all the former greats, after retirement, only a few are better in their life. The others are normal, and then the others are still suffering.
So do you think that stakeholders, especially the Malaysian Athletics Federation, should they come up with programs to encourage athletes to learn a new skill upon retiring from the sport?
When we were there, Mahisuka Nagara, they organized a lot of courses. They send coaches overseas also, and then they organize sports science level 1, level 2, level 3. And then they bring in foreigners, they have discussion with them. They have already conducted a lot of things, to give knowledge to the athletes and the coaches. We have attended a lot of courses through the Mahisuka Nagara development program. And then there are a lot of things organized by the National Sports Council to give us the knowledge. And we have attended. Business course also, I think people like us, we are very doubt you can be very successful. But the incentives, like now Olympics, you get gold medal, you have a pension for a lifetime. So if they can come up with the same thing, like pensions for Asian Games, gold medalists, you achieve something very high in sports, they can come up with some pensions so that we don't need to worry. At least we get something. Even after no work, still you get something from what you have achieved. So the pension scheme is better, because we are already old, and then you want to start business now, and then you want to groom up. I mean, unless you have enough experience in business, then you can come up. You are very raw in business. So these sports, we are already so many years, 30, 40 years, we inside the sports, and then we know something. And then if they can come up with this pension scheme for those who have win medals for the country, is very good.
Comparing it to other sports like football, badminton or even rugby, race walking isn't exactly the most enticing sport that one would think of, which wasn't the case back in the day, where race walking in athletics was the one to bring home the most medals.
Because now, last time, so many companies were organizing. And now it is very less. It's maybe budget constraint or whatever it is. You see? Because now you see that everywhere, you see, no budget. Everything you hear this. You go and ask for some sponsor from some company also to organize the work. They say, we will see next time. Because, budget constraint. So it is just because of very less and less companies or organization organize this work.
Essentially, race walking boils down to the most basic form of any sport, walking. What can be done to inculcate the walking culture and preserve it to make sure that race walking in Malaysia doesn't fade away?
I mean, they have to start from young, because I started when I was old, not young. I started race walk when I was 26, and I last represent the country when I was 41 with the two silver medals. So from young, if we can groom, and if they have the correct person to guide them, then they will achieve something. You see, you need the correct person who has highly qualified on these sports who knows everything about in these sports. Then only the race walk can come up.
That was V. Subramaniam giving us some insight into the culture of race walking, as well as the livelihoods of veteran athletes. And that brings us to the end of this week's show. If you'd like to check out the whole story again, please do head over to our website www.pfm.my to download the podcast. You can tweet us, we're at PFM Radio. And also the best way to keep in touch with our latest updates is by downloading our app via Google Play and the App Store. My name's Daryl Ong. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Banan, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Do join us again next week, right here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.